Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, saying now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Pray, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
What do we call you? Come on, somebody. Yeah.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord on this morning. Praise the Lord on this morning. We want to thank everybody out there that has tuned in to Care Radio Network. Hallelujah. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah. And as many of you know, with the health epidemic that's going on in the land today, praise God. Amen. The rules and regulations are preventing us from congregating together, praise God, hallelujah, amen. But in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we are coming together this morning, amen, Care Church, amen. We'll be broadcasting live, hallelujah, amen. We got Bishop Page is on the line, amen, along with the other members of the church are on the line at this time, praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and open us up with a word of prayer, amen. Then we're going to have a selection. Amen. Praise God. And then we're going to be in the hands of our pastor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on this morning. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. In your name, Lord, we just ask that you move in a mighty way. Allow all of us to decrease so that you can increase on this morning, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you bind and rebuke any work of the enemy right now. We command the enemy, hallelujah, to leave the line right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you for the revelation that is going to be given. We thank you for the salvation that is going to be given. Lord, we thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for the word on this morning, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bless the speaker on this morning, Lord. Touch our pastor from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. And Lord, we thank you in advance for each and everything that you are about to do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Now, the next voice you hear after this selection will be the voice of our pastor, Bishop Mac Page.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. It is the
and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is a sweet name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm pretty, but I can't explain.
No.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like. Shut up in my bones. The Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes,
it is. Something about the
name. Oh, I realize.
It is
a sweet.
Yeah.
wait till the fire comes. You can go on, shout, praise him. Do it now.
Come this morning to try to encourage everybody to hold on. Everything's going to be all right. We have a name that we can call upon that's greater than any name. And because of the name of Jesus, there's power. And I want to thank everybody this morning to just call upon the name of Jesus, because I call on him in the time of my trouble. And these are the days of trouble. And these days that come, God always allows trouble, not to bring the worst out of you, but Jesus is always trying to get the best out of you. So don't worry about these troubled times that we're going through now. God's going to turn these things around and cause them to work together for your good. That was a promise that he made, that everything we'll work together for your good, and he's going to turn it around. So I don't want anyone to get worried about anything. Just keep your mind upon Jesus. He's the author and finisher of your faith. And because he's the author and the finisher, he's going to finish what he started. And God made a promise that he's going to finish what he started. Amen. If God brought you out and said he's going to take you to the promised land, we have to recognize that that's just what he's going to do. One thing, he didn't say how he was going to do it, but he said he's going to do what necessary to get you to the place that he wants you to be. And so I just want everybody to be encouraged this morning. I want to bring a word of God this morning. I just want to enlighten your eyes to certain things that's going on, certain things that's happening, to let you know that you got to be confident. Continue to be confident in Jesus. He's going to do what he say. He says what he means. He means what he say. And he sent his word forth to accomplish that which he said would happen, and his word is going to accomplish it. God watches over his word to confirm it. So there will be a confirmation in the word. God promised us that, said, we're going to see the reward of the wicked. And so our eyes is going to behold those things, and we're going to see those things. But this morning I have a word for you. I'd like for you to start. Go to me in the book of St. John, chapter 10. And verse 10. Everybody know that scripture. Amen. And that's where I want to start with this morning. I say, saints, how y'all doing this morning? Yeah, I can't hear you on the line, the saint. Amen. I'm glad y'all can hear the word of God. Amen. Good morning. Amen. Anyone else there? Let me hear your voice. You know how y'all be talking in church, and as well talk on the line. Amen.
Praise God, Pastor Tate.
Amen. Amen. Thank God, Brother Ray. Amen. To hear you out there this morning, God is good.
Amen.
And his mercy, and his mercy endureth forever. St. John chapter 10 and verse 10. Amen. God bless this word and encourage those that hear. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. He said, the thief, I'm going to start at verse 9. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. Amen. The thief cometh not but to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have life more abundantly. Amen. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. Amen. Praise God. And I just want to talk to you this morning about a conspiracy. Amen. Amen. A conspiracy. You know, we say that the devil come not for but to kill, steal, and destroy. And I just want to say there's a conspiracy against the saints of God this morning. The devil has a conspiracy. If you look in Luke chapter 22, verse 31, it said, Jesus was talking to Simon one day. He said, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Hallelujah. So when we think about it, that Jesus said he's prayed for us that our faith won't fail. But Simon has requested, he said. The devil has requested. Just like he did in the time of Job, he had to make a request in order to put an attack on Job. And right now, the devil has made a request to put an attack on you. Praise God. But I just want to thank God that God said that I have prayed for you that your faith won't fail. See, it's by faith that we stand against the wiles of the devil. That's why the Bible said we got to resist the devil and he'll flee from us. But just as surely as you know that the devil is coming to steal something, he's coming to get something. He wants something that you have. That word sift means to, he's going to separate that which is good. He's going to separate the things that are good within you. So Satan is coming after the good that is in you. And you got to realize because you carry something good that the devil is going to attack you. And you got to recognize that the attack is coming. But if you stand firm in faith, you can resist the powers of the devil because God gave you authority over those things. He said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. So he had desired to sift Peter as wheat. In other words, he had made a request. when we think about making requests, he wanted to subdue. The devil wants to subdue you. In other words, he wants to bind you, is because the only way he can stop you, one of the ways he can stop you, he has to bind you. So he wants to bind you this morning. Amen. And one of his problems, the reason he wants to bind you, because he knows there's something good in you, and he's got to sift out the good that the evil might be left. So that part he can claim. The part that he leaves in you, then he claims that part. Then he takes hold of you, because you have yielded your members servants to evil, and therefore he takes part of that evil, and you become a part of him. So everything that the devil is doing, he's trying to get the good out of you, and let the evil remain so that he can claim it in your life. And see, God has put purpose. God put purpose in every man. And because God put purpose in you, Satan is after your purpose this morning. What you was called to do, what God called you to do, he don't want you to do it. So he's got to bind you, or he's got to sift you, or he's got to steal from you, or he's got to try to kill you, or he's have to try to destroy you to keep you from doing what God said to do. If you look in the Luke chapter 8, I want to talk about this woman here. Amen. And there was a woman in the Bible, her name was called Mary Magdalene. And Mary Magdalene, if you look in Luke chapter 8, verse 2, it said, a certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. Hallelujah. See, this woman had such a call on her life, and she had such a purpose in her life, that the devil had to attack her. He had to try to bind her, or he bound her with seven devils. Can you imagine? He couldn't do it with one devil. He had to give her seven devils to try to stop her from accomplishing her purpose. You see, she was bound by the devil. She was bound by the enemy. And because that was the means of Satan using to try to stop her from her purpose. You see, a lot of the troubles has arisen in your life today, and the troubles that have arisen in your life, you got to look at it and know that that is the work of the devil. And because it's the work of the devil, you remember he has these things because he's trying to sift you. He brings sickness, he brings disease, he brings all kind of things upon you trying to stop you. But Jesus said, I've prayed for you that your faith won't fail. As long as you walk in faith, you can overcome the devil. Amen. And so we need to be an overcomer today, like this woman who had seven devils. And everybody wonder what was the importance of this woman, because when we look in the Bible, you have to see there was a purpose that this woman had in her life, that God has called her for something. And because the call that was upon her life, the devil was trying to stop her from accomplishing this, gave her seven demons. I don't know how many demons Satan has sent to attack you, but I'm sure today if you're walking with God, you're under attack today some type of way. There are some attacks going on in the day. The devil is attacking marriages. He's attacking relationships. He's attacking the church. He's attacking the people of God. We're under attack today. We got to realize that we're in a war today, amen. And the Bible said the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of the stronghold. You see, there are strongholds in your life, and you got to use the weapon that God gave you so that when you come under attack, you can fight off of these demons, these demonic activities, and these demonic spirits that's coming against you. See, you got to get into a place of prayer that we might attack the devil and put up a defense against the devil. You see, God wants you to defend yourself. You see, he gave you a weapon to defend yourself. And because he gave you that weapon, he said, you need to start using the weapon that God gave you. This woman had seven demons in her. Amen. And because she had seven demons, she had a purpose. You see, everybody, when you look at the purpose of this woman, you know, sometimes men wants to belittle the woman, but the woman is not belittled because God had purpose in her just like he has purpose in a man. And so we all have purpose in our life, and even though this woman had purpose in her life, you see, you got to go back and look at the word and see the purpose that God had for her. You see, when we look at Mary Magdalene, out which went seven devils, you see, her purpose was that she was first to be at the tomb. You know, when Jesus resurrected, she was the first at the tomb. And even speaking of the resurrection, after he had resurrected, she was the one who took the message to the disciples to tell the disciples Jesus has rose from the dead. You see, she had purpose in her life. The reason that the demons had her and was trying to bind her is because they wanted to stop her from doing what it is that God called her to do. You see, she was first at the tomb. She was the first one to carry the message of the resurrection. She was the first one who told the disciples that Jesus had resurrected to get them on the scene. You see, Satan was trying to stop that because he knew that if she got free, hallelujah, she was going to be an enemy to him, and he's trying to bind all of his enemies because the devil don't want no enemy. You know, usually the devil get rid of his enemies, but Jesus tell us to pray for our enemy, but the devil like to destroy his enemy. You see, he was trying to stop her from doing what she was called to do. Amen. And not only that, when we come back to St. John, we find this same woman came to Jesus, sat down at Jesus' feet, took some spikenard oil and took it out and poured it on his feet and wiped it with her hair. And the disciples tried to say, well, Lord, cannot you see this woman here? If you do what kind of woman this was, you wouldn't allow this woman to be doing it. You see, sometimes we always try to make less of the things that the women do than the men. The disciple was the same way, amen. Don't you see? Don't you know who this woman is? You wouldn't allow her to do this. He said, leave that woman alone. For what she's doing for my burial. She's doing it for my burial. You see, because Jesus has said that he was the bread, you see, in the book of, in the Old Testament, they had what they call the memorial bread. And what this woman was doing, because Jesus was the bread of life, she was anointing that bread. So when that bread was given, that same bread, amen, would be a memorial. It would be something in memory of something that was doing that Jesus was anointed. He was the memorial bread because he said he was the bread of life. You see, if this demon had kept this woman bound, she wouldn't have been able to accomplish the goal that God had called her to do. You see, God had called her for the purpose of anointing Jesus' feet for his death so that that would be a memorial. And even now, when you read the scripture, you see this woman that was bound with devil is even written in the book of life of what she did is in memory unto the day, because Jesus said, everywhere that this gospel is preached, let it be known what this woman did, because you see, that was her purpose. See, whatever purpose in your life that you got to realize there's going to be an enemy there to stop you. But the good thing about it is because God has put his spirit upon you, amen. And because he put his spirit on you, that anointing he's put upon you, amen, is stronger than anything that the devil has against you. But nevertheless, God allowed you to be tested and tempted. But Jesus said, I pray for you that your faith don't fail. You see, as long as your faith don't quit, amen, you want to make it, amen. As long as you run this race that God has set before you, you're going to win. It don't matter whether you come in last place or first place. Either way, we're going to win. And so God is telling us we are winners with Jesus. And because you have accepted Jesus, he's prayed for us that our faith fail not. And this woman didn't faint. This woman's faith didn't fail, even though she was bound with seven demons. Jesus came and loosed her from the spirit of a dirty devil. And when he loosed her from the grips of a dirty devil, she was able to fulfill her purpose. So whatever you're going through, don't worry about it. I said, deliverance is at hand. I said, God will deliver you. God will set you free. If we continue to have faith in God, you will accomplish that which God has sent you to do. that if your faith don't fail, you don't quit, you don't give up, amen. You don't stop seeking, you don't stop praying, amen. You don't stop fasting, you don't stop seeking the word of God. You see, you are a winner with Jesus. We are not a loser. God made us a winner. And because God made us a winner, he let us know for certain, all things are possible to them that believe, amen. He said, you have victory because I gave you the victory. And we can sit here and say, thank God for the victory. Hallelujah. Hey, to you that was lost one time, and I know you was wondering, I always wondered that myself. Why did I go through all the trouble that I went through in life? I don't know why it is that I was so bad. I don't know why it is that I was so evil. I would do things and didn't know why I was doing it. I would go places and didn't know why I go. Amen. I was running and ripping all the time. Didn't know what it was. Didn't know what was going on. But let me tell you what it was. You see, God had purpose in your life. And because God has purpose in your life, the devil came to take your purpose away from you. Do you hear what I said today? You wonder why you went through all that. You wondered why you drank so much. You wondered why you smoked the dope. You kept wondering, well, why is it that I'm doing this? I have no desire to do this, but yet I'm doing these things, and I don't know why I'm doing it. Let me tell you what it was. That was Satan trying to sift you. That was the devil trying to stop you from accomplishing your goal, your purpose in life. You see, he sent his demons out to try to stop you. But I want to tell you today, amen, that the power of God is greater than that of the devil, amen. If you would just change your ways and change your mind and repent and turn to God, God would allow you to accomplish what he said in his heart, because every time God gives somebody a dream or a purpose, immediately, let's say everybody say immediately. When the word is sown in your heart, let's say immediately, the devil come to take it away, amen. When a dream or a vision is put in you, immediately the devil brings you under attack, because he's trying to stop you from accomplishing your purpose. You see, we are all created with a purpose in life. God created everybody with a purpose, amen. And the devil is there to stop your purpose from going forth. And so if he can't just bind you naturally, he'll send some demons out at you. Hallelujah. Hey, you see, the reason that you was committing fornication, the reason you was committing adultery, because Satan wanted to use that to bind you. If he can get you caught up in that, then he can stop you from accomplishing. If you got on drugs and alcohol, you see, you got on drugs and didn't know why you was on drugs. You see, that was the way Satan was binding you, trying to bind you. From what I see in the world today, everybody who I see is having a lot of problems in life. That lets me know you must have purpose in your life. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that alcoholic, the reason you're an alcoholic today is because that's Satan trying to bind you to stop you from accomplishing God's purpose. The reason you hooked on crack today is the devil is using that, trying to bind you, trying to keep you from accomplishing your purpose that you have in God. You see, all those things that are going on in your life, the reason that they're going on is because Satan is trying to sift you as wheat. He's trying to stop you from accomplishing your goal. And so you need to wise up today, because the Bible says we know how the devil works. And if you know how the devil works, and you know the devil is trying to use these means to try to stop you from accomplishing your goal, then you need to turn. You need to change right now. You need to realize there must be something good in me that God wants me to do. There must be a purpose in me or something that God wants me to do, or else the devil wouldn't be after me. See, the devil is out after you because you have something good in you. The devil is after your seed. The devil is after your seed. The devil is after your blessing. And we got to go get rid of it and take back what the devil done stole from us today. Amen. I tell you, your life is going the way that it's going because you are under attack. You got to recognize, hey, I must be under attack. There must be something good in me. God must have a purpose in me, or else these things wouldn't be happening in my life. And the reason that these things is taking place in my life is that the devil is trying to stop me from accomplishing what God put me on earth here to do. That's why you're under attack today. He's trying to stop you. That's why you come up with all the, you know, anything that's not of God is of the devil. Sickness is of the devil. Drugs, alcohol, all that stuff is of the devil. So if you have a great desire for those things, that means that Satan must have put those things in you so that you'll start desiring those things and won't have a desire for God. And that's why God said you need to repent and change your mind and get in line with Jesus, because what Jesus has for you is greater than what the devil has for you. What things that Jesus has for you is more life in that than it is that the things that you're doing. You might realize there's more life in God than it is in the devil, because the devil don't bring life. The devil brings death, but it is Jesus that brings life. You need to turn away from those things that destroy and realize you're turning to those things that have life in it. You see, God has life. He gives life. Jesus gives life. He gives life more abundantly. And if you want more abundant life, then you got to recognize what's going on in your life and turn from those things and turn to Jesus and take hold of the hand of God so God can lead and guide you into all truth and righteousness, so God can bring you from below and set you above. You see, Satan likes to take you down, but God wants to lift you up. Whether or not you want to be lifted up or whether or not you want to be down all the time, you see, Jesus said, I came that you might have life and more life abundantly, because everything that happened in your life before me was thieves and robbers. You see, everything that has been happening in your life before you came to Jesus, those things was there to steal, they was there to kill and destroy. Everything that happened before you got saved was there to steal, kill, and destroy. Because every sin that you, the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. So all the sins that you was doing was bringing death. You see, that was the work of the devil. And everything you do now is life. That is the work of God. You see, you need to turn around and allow the life of God to work in you and get into the word of God and take on the faith of God, because we can defeat the enemy in faith in Jesus, because all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. Amen. Now, there's another example in the Bible of Satan conspiracy. In the same book of Luke, the 8th chapter, amen, it talks about a man that was demon-possessed. Amen. If you look at verse 8 and 26, so I can just take you to the word so you can see it, amen, how the devil always try to bind somebody that has purpose. And this man that had the legion of demons in him, he had a legion. And I believe somebody said the legion was like 6,000 demons. Can you imagine in one man? You see, the greater the purpose or the greater the anointing, the more attack you come under. Can I say that again? The greater the blessing God has for you, the greater the attack. You see, if you're under great attack, that means that must be a great blessing in you, because he's got to use Satan has to try to use every mean necessary to stop you from accomplishing your goal. And so he sent a legion of demons. Now, if you notice in Luke chapter 8, Jesus told the disciple, we're going to go across to the other side. And going to the other side, I mean, they was going to the country of the Gadarenes. Now, we're going to talk about Gad a little bit. He was going to the country of the Gadarenes. And when Jesus told them to go to the other side, as soon as they got in the boat to go to the other side, a storm came. You see, whenever God tells you to do something, immediately a storm going to come in your life. Some trouble going to start in your life. See, you ought to know it's something good because the trouble came. See, most of the time we like to think that when everything is going good, you know, everything is all right. But if Satan was sent here to sift you and to attack you, to kill, to steal, and destroy, whenever things start coming against you, right away you should realize that, hey, man, a blessing must be in this. Rather than the murmuring and complaining and hollering and screaming about what's going on in your life, you have to realize that must be a blessing in this. Amen. That's where you got to start looking at your troubles. A blessing must be in this. Hallelujah. Come on. If you're going through some trouble, say, there's a blessing in this. You got to realize there's a blessing in this. Amen. If you're under attack this morning, you need to say there's a blessing in this. Amen. Amen. I know Satan meant it for evil, but God going to turn it around for good. And so you got to realize if the trouble is coming, there must be a blessing in this. Hallelujah. Amen. If you lost your job or whatever's happened to you, you got to say there's a blessing in this. Hallelujah. Don't look at it as evil because, you see, man looks at the outward thing, but God looks at the inward thing. Amen. So the Bible said we don't walk by what we see. We walk by faith and not by sight. You see, if you look at the storms, amen, you'll get discouraged. You see, and that's the purpose of the storm, is to discourage you from doing what God calls wants you to do. See, Jesus told them, go on to the other side. When God tells you to go to the other side, immediately Satan is going to, that thing or whatever he's going to do, Satan is going to cause an attack to come under you because that's his job. He does his job 24/7. He don't lack on this job. He don't stop on his job. He's going to do his job, and he's diligent at his job. And so if you're under attack this morning, say, a blessing is in this. Amen. It's not a curse, it's a blessing in it. Amen. Because whatever the devil means for evil, God's going to turn it around for good. That's why he says, Simon, I prayed for you that your faith don't fail. You got to know that whatever it is that God has commanded you to do, you're going to be under attack. Amen. He's going to try to stop you. But your faith is going to cause you to accomplish your goal, amen. You see, it's our faith that causes us to accomplish our goal. It's what we believe in Jesus. If Jesus died and rose again, and when he rose with all power, and heaven and earth is in his hand. And then he said, the authority that is on me, I'll put that authority on you. So I've given you enough to defeat the devil. The devil is defeated, amen, but that don't stop him from bringing his, that don't stop him from shooting his darts, amen. As soon as he told him to go on the other side, the wind came up. The storms came up in his life. But one thing that God tells us, he tells us to speak to the wind. You see, the water wasn't the problem, it was the wind that was the problem, amen. See, the method and transportation that he gave of them wasn't the problem. Of getting there wasn't the problem. It was the wind that was the problem. And I believe God said to Ezekiel, speak to the winds. Speak to the wind. Speak to the wind. Speak to the wind. You see, that's one thing God tells us, that we've got to speak to the enemy, amen. We got to call things that be not as though they are. We got to tell the wind to cease. Amen. If you tell the winds in your life to cease, you got to start telling the trouble to cease and to get out of the way. Amen. Because God commanded you to tell the devil what to do. And if you tell the winds what to do, he said it'll obey your voice. That's why he said, for whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things what he said shall come to pass. He can have what he say. So when the winds and the storms of the life against you, he says, tell the wind be moved. Come on, tell the wind to be moved. Tell this trouble to be out, be moved. I'm going to accomplish my goal in Christ, amen. I'm going to do what God called me to do, amen. I'm going to fulfill my purpose in God. Regardless of how many demons come, I'm going to fulfill my purpose because no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. For every demon that come up against me, God is going to defeat them. Come on, y'all. Amen. Are you with me this morning? And as soon as he said, go to the other side. And the Bible said, as they sailed, Jesus fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. Now, y'all don't know of a lake too many times having a lot of waves. They have waves, but they don't have no big waves enough to take a ship, just a lake, you know what I mean? I can understand out in the sea, out in the ocean, but this was a lake. This was a small body of water. It wasn't a big body. It was a small body of water, but they still had to get to the other side. I'm here to tell you, Satan is trying to stop you from getting to the other side, amen. Hallelujah. Satan don't want you to go to heaven, amen. Satan don't want you to be glorified, amen. Satan realized he's already defeated and he's going to take as many as he can with him, and you shouldn't let yourself be one that he take with him, because he's already defeated. He's already has a destination. There's already a purpose for him, and he's going to be cast in the lake of fire that burned with fire and brimstone. You see, that's his destination, and he wants to take as many as possible with him, because he already knows where he's headed. And as soon as they started crossing to the other side, they said the boat began to take on water. You see, I want to tell you today, your boat may have taken on some water, but your boat ain't going to sink because Jesus is on your ship. Because Jesus is in your life, you see, if you go down, Jesus go down with you, amen. Because he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you, that he'll be with you always until the end of the age, amen. And if he's with you, amen, if you go down, I guarantee you're going to get up, amen. Hallelujah. That's the promise that we have. If the same spirit be in Jesus that was in you, it's going to quicken your mortal body in that day. So even if you go down, you guarantee to rise on the third day. And when they tried to get to the other side, and Jesus got up and had to, he rebuked the wind. And then there came a calm in your life. You see, you got to start rebuking these things that's coming against you, you see. If God has given you a weapon, if you don't use it and the devil attack you, come on, let's say it's my fault. Whatever's going on in your life and you don't tell it to quit, say it's my fault. Why? It's because God has given you the weapon to defeat the enemy, hasn't he? You use your faith, amen. You stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on your whole armor, amen. Get your mind right. Get your heart right. Get your feet right. And you can defeat the devil. But when we look at it, Jesus asked him, where is your faith? Because they became disturbed and distraught over what was going on. Jesus asked you today, where's your faith? Do you believe what I said? Do you believe I can take you where I said I was taking? Do you believe I can do what I said I would do? Do you believe that I will bring you through? Amen. Do you believe that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper? For everything that rises up against you, I'm going to condemn it. You see, Jesus condemned this wind that was against him. Amen. And he'll condemn the things that's coming against you in your life. Where is your faith? But he came to the land of the Gadarenes. Now, in the 49th chapter of the book of Genesis, Jacob began to tell his son what was in them. And he came to Gad, the son that was named Gad. He said, Gad would be a troop. And if you look up that word troop in the 49th chapter of Genesis, where he was talking to Gad, the name troop there means legion. The name troop means legion. He said Gad would be a troop, and in the end, he would overcome. You see, Jesus here was going to the Gadarenes, which would be the tribe of Gad. That's where they was headed, to the tribe of Gad. And because of the tribe of Gad being a troop, he was going to take a legion of demons to try to keep this area in possession, because that was prophesied in the old, so they had to put a lot of demons out there to try to stop this man. Amen. And then verse 26 and says, and they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which are over against Galilee. And when he went forth to the land, there met him out of him a certain man. It said a certain man, amen. Didn't give this man his name, but this man had a purpose in his life. This certain man had a purpose in his life. You see, this certain man was supposed to deliver the children of Gad. That was his purpose, to deliver Gad, the Gad. But in order for the devil to stop him from accomplishing his goal, the devil put 6,000 demons in him. Hallelujah. 6,000. Can you imagine? 6,000 demons. And when he went forth to the land, there met him a man out of the city, a certain man, which had devils a long time, and wear no clothing, neither abode in any house, but in the tomb. I guess he was out there in the tomb because he thought he was dead, amen. I guess he didn't wear no clothes because he didn't have no shame. And even though he didn't have no shame, but being that he was walking around naked, it was a shame, amen. You see, the devil always want to make you ashamed, amen. That's why a lot of times you do things, you become ashamed of it. It makes you look bad in the things that you're doing in life. But no matter what you're going through, say, I still got a purpose. And no matter what the man, what you see people going through in life, say, they still got a purpose. That drug addict still got a purpose in his life. Amen. That prostitute still got a purpose in her life. Amen. Because God is looking at the purpose that he put in them, not what they're doing. Amen. He sees what they're doing, but the purpose is on the inside. The devil attacks your mind and everything else. See, you might wonder why your mind is under attack that's the devil attacking you. I want to tell you, that's the devil attacking your mind, amen. Because if your mind ain't right, ain't nothing else right, amen. Huh? You can't fulfill God's purpose if your mind ain't right. So here this man out here, his mind wasn't right, amen. Amen. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice. What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. You see, this wasn't a man talking. This was the demon talking on the inside of him. Amen. Because Jesus wasn't there to torment the man. He was there to torment the demons. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if you ever been in where demons being cast out. Do you realize they talk too? Amen. I remember we was casting out a devil, and they asked us, name yourself. And when he named me, he said, what's your name? Martin Luther King, we shall overcome. And he was talking out of a woman, too. He wasn't talking out of a man. So his name was Martin Luther King. He shall overcome. So the devil talks, too. So this was the devil talking at her. You see, if you are acting like this and doing these things, you got to realize that's a devil in you. Amen. You talking in your sleep at night and you having bad dreams, that's the devil at work in you. That is why you need to turn to God and realize that the devil is attacking your mind. That's why you are oppressed, all that is because the devil don't want you to accomplish what God has set you up to do. Yeah. All right, let me go on ahead. When he saw Jesus, he cried and fell down before him with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son Most High? I beseech thee, thou torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains. Come on. And he was bound, so that was the devil. Amen. Because the devil come to bind you in chains, in fetters, and he broke the bands and was driven. He was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, say, what is thy name? And he said, Legion. Come on. Truth means legion. See, the devil's they have territories that they cover. Amen. They have certain territories. I say Arlington got, there are certain demons that cover Arlington. There are certain demons that cover Dallas. There are certain kind of demons that cover Sacramento. It's because they have territory. They are territorial. And being that they are territorial, they don't want to go too far out of their legion, out of their country. Amen. And so they are territorial. And when that's the name legion, because many devils were entered into it, and they besought him that they would not command them to go, they would go into the deep. And they saw a herd of swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. And then went the devil out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. Amen? See, they didn't want to leave the territory. They said, well, let us go into the swine. Amen? And you got to, that's why I tell people, if you're around sometime where people are catching out demons, you don't need to be around there, because when the devil leaves one, they're trying to find somewhere else to go. Amen? Do you get what I'm trying to say? I don't know if you remember the seven sons of Sceva in the book of Acts. They tried to go cast out some devils. They said, in the name of the God that Paul preached, come out. And the devil said, Paul I know, Jesus I know, but who are you? And they jumped on the man and tore his clothes off. You see, when you stand up against the demon, you need to know that you are the Son of God. You need to know that the power of God is in you. You need to know that you got the Holy Ghost, amen. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You need to know that you have the power over him, because Jesus gave you that authority, and that authority came through the power of the Holy Ghost. But this man here in the Bible, in Gad, it is said that this man here in the book of Gad went out and preached to 10 regions of that land and got people saved. It is said. I didn't saw it here, but it is said this man had a ministry that he went out and saved 10 cities in that area. But he couldn't do that as long as he was dealing with a dirty demon. He wasn't just dealing with one, he was dealing with 6,000. Can you imagine 6,000 demons in one man? You see, the devil dispatches demons after you, trying to stop you from accomplishing your goal. He's trying to stop you from accomplishing your purpose. But I say in the name of Jesus today, I command you to be delivered from the dirty demon that he take his hand off of God's purpose in the name of Jesus. I command you to be loosed in the name of Jesus today, because you have the power to be and the right to be loosed from a dirty devil. If a daughter of Abraham has a right to be delivered, what about a child of God? Amen. Come on, you have a right to be delivered. Amen. You see, the thief, that's what the thief is trying to stop you. And you need to realize today that the only reason you are having the problem that you are having is because the devil is trying to stop you from doing what God called you to do. Hallelujah. Huh? The reason you're going through the troubles you're going through, that's the devil. Because he don't want you to get loose, because he knows that if you get free, he knows that he's in trouble. Amen. That's why the Bible said if the devil had known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If the devil had known that by killing Jesus, he was going to mess himself up, he would have never killed Jesus. He would have never attacked Jesus if he had known. Amen. But because he killed Jesus, he opened up a flow that can't be stopped. Hallelujah. When the blood and the water came out of his side, he opened up a gate that he can never close again. The devil messed up when he killed Jesus. Go on, devil. Kill Simon. Kill Peter. Kill Paul. Kill the rest of the disciples. But when you killed Jesus, say, you messed up. And from that day forth, the kingdom suffered violence, but the violence take it back by force. I said, we got to take this thing by force. Amen. Take your life back by force. Amen. Amen. Turn to Jesus, and Jesus will give you the victory over this demon. Jesus will give you the victory if you just decide to turn and serve God. I say there's purpose in your life. Amen. If there wasn't no purpose in your life, he wouldn't have no need to bother you. The devil don't need to bother them that are his.
Amen.
He's attacking the people that's not on board. When you get aboard the ship, you're saved. Amen. Are you with me today? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We got to believe in God. We got to believe in God today. You see, we've got to ask, we've got to pray and say, Lord, confound the counsel of the enemy. Confound it. Confuse it. Amen. See, see what the devil has sought to do you. You got to pray and ask God, God, let it be a boomerang against the devil, Lord. For the thing that he decided to do for me, let it come back on him. Amen. You see, God is telling us, all you got to do is open up your mouth and pray and seek my face and turn from your ways, wicked ways. I'll deliver you from any demon force that come against you. There's no force. There's no power but of God. God has all power in heaven and earth. And if we turn to God, a lot of the things that you're dealing with, you'll be able to accomplish those things because God gave you to a power to accomplish. That's why he gave you the Holy Ghost. He said, after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, I'll give you power to be a witness unto me. And as I have done, so shall you do. Amen. And as the devil had tried to get a hold of me, as I got loose and became free, it's because the power that's upon me, I've given you the same power that was in me. So you can do the same thing that I've done.
Amen.
He said, Satan come and he has nothing in me. Come on, say, the devil don't have nothing in me. Amen. Everything in me is of God. Hallelujah. See, you got to tell yourself that so you can start believing that. Because as long as you believe that you are vulnerable, guess what? You are vulnerable. Now, the thing about us today, the devil can't possess us. But it don't mean that he can't interfere. You can't be possessed of the devil, but the devil can interfere. Somebody said, well, no, that can't happen. Paul said, he was telling Timothy, I would have came to y'all, but Satan hindered me. I said, the devil can hinder you, but he can't stop you. Come on, y'all. Amen. Hey. Amen. Where I am right now, I'm just here for a while. I'm not going to be here very long. Amen. And because God is with me. Amen. And because God is for me, he more than the whole world against me. Amen. I don't care what people have said. I don't care what the witches say. I don't care what the witches have said about me. I don't care what the warlocks have said about me. I tell you, I'm going to accomplish my goal because God gave me the power to accomplish my goal, and no weapon that is formed going to prosper against me because I can do all things through the Christ that strengthened me. And even if it's you in the hand of a devil, realize that there's a call on your life because of the thing that is against you. I want to tell the lesbian, the reason the devil made you a lesbian because he don't want you to accomplish what he wants, what God has you accomplish as a woman. The reason the man is a homosexual is because the devil is using that to bind him to keep him from accomplishing his purpose as a man. You see, if everybody would realize the works of the devil, they would realize that Satan has been dispatched in your life to bind you, to keep you from accomplishing the goal. When I see a homosexual, that must be a great ministry in that guy. When I see a lesbian, that lets me know that must be a great ministry in that person because the devil wouldn't need to use all that demonic force against them unless he was trying to keep them from doing something. Are y'all with me today? Amen. Can you see the hands of the devil today? Amen. If you can see the hands of the devil today, say amen.
Amen.
Let me hear you say amen. Huh? I'm going to get off here now, amen. I want you to know that you can be free from the wiles of the devil because Jesus will set you free from everything that rises up against you. Jesus would condemn. And Jesus will get you to the place that he wants you to be. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, I just thank you for the word of God and that they be encouraged to realize, Lord, the spirit that is hindering them today. We want them to know, Lord, it is the enemy, Lord, that is doing this, Lord, the oppression they're going through. It's the enemy, Lord, the depression they're going through. It's the hand of the enemy, the sickness and disease that is upon them. It is the enemy trying to sift them and stop them from accomplishing your purpose. But God, I ask that they would turn to you, because you're the one that gives them the power to overcome all unclean spirits. And I thank you for the power that you have given them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let everybody say, amen.
Amen.
Go ahead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anybody need prayer or anything today? Because, amen, if you're going through, right, that means you have purpose in your life. If you're having trouble in your life right now, it means you have purpose, because Satan is trying to sift you. But Jesus said he prayed for you that your faith fail not. Somebody need to be saved. If you're going through trouble today, that means God is after you today. You got a purpose in your life. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Father God, we are thankful for this sister, Lord, that is under attack of the hand of the enemy, Lord. And Lord, you say, you prayed for Peter that his faith failed not, Lord. So I pray, Lord, that her faith failed not, Lord. I pray for her healing. I pray for her prosperity, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I command it to be so, Lord. I command her to prosper and be in health, even as her soul prosper, Lord. I command her to be delivered from any enemy that had her under attack, Lord. Lord, they're trying to keep her from her purpose, Lord. But you said her purpose shall prevail. And we thank you for it prevailing in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I give you praise for her prevailing prayer, her prevailing purpose. And she shall accomplish the goal that you put in her life. And I command it to be so in Jesus' name. Amen. There's somebody else going through today. You're under attack because of the enemy. Somebody want to give their life to Jesus and change their circumstance. Jesus can change your circumstance. We're not going to look at the circumstance. We're going to look at Jesus today. I just made you aware of what's going on in your life so that you can know you're under attack because you have purpose in your life. Well, praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. In the testimony. Anybody got a testimony? Got a prayer report? And you can speak now. Somebody been under attack. We want to hear your voice right now. Well, we're going to close out then. If nobody has a testimony, nobody have a praise report, if God done something good for you, go ahead.
You can pray for me.
Who is that?
Ms. Prevost.
Sister Prevost, amen. Father God, we're thankful for Sister Prevost, Lord. I give you praise, O Lord. Lord, I know you have a call upon her life, Lord. And I know, Lord, you called her for a purpose. You called her for such a time as this. Lord, I pray that our faith may avail, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I pray your anointing upon her, Lord, that she be able to accomplish the goal, to accomplish the purpose. Lord, that's what you sent her to do, Lord. For she shall raise up many, Lord. For she shall cause many to be saved. She shall bring many unto you, Lord. And the attack that is against her, Lord, is of the devil. So, Satan, I command you to take your hand off of God's tower. And I give you praise, Lord, for her deliverance right now, Lord. And that the anointing might arise upon her, Lord. That no devices, no evil demon might stand in her sight. And I command her to be delivered in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, I give you praise for her anointing that is upon her life, that it might increase today. I speak increase in her life right now. I speak increase in her faith, O Lord. I speak increase, Lord, in the things of God, and open her eyes that she might be able to see, that she might behold and see the works of God in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? We just feel like praying this morning. God said, decree a thing and he would establish it. Amen.
Amen.
You can pray for me, Pastor Page.
Huh? Pray for me, Pastor Page. Did your wife?
Amen. Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for my wife. I command the pain out of her body to be deceased, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know it's an attack of the enemy, Lord. And, Lord, we pray against that enemy that's bringing her body under attack. And I command her to be healed by the stripes of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you that she is healed by your stripes. And we decree it and we declare it, being that so, Lord. And you said, Lord, I spoke into that mountain of pain and commanded to be removed and be cast into the sea. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing it to pass in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor, will you give a prayer to perhaps people that are perhaps listening over the airwaves?
A prayer for who, brother?
People that are perhaps listening over the radio.
Amen.
That perhaps didn't call in.
Amen. Father, I pray for those that are listening in today, Lord. I pray, O Lord, that their faith fail not, O Lord. I pray right now, Lord, that they're under attack, O Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for sending them salvation in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who are sick that they might be healed. I pray for those that are weak that they might be strong, Lord. I pray for those that need to be redeemed, Lord, that they be redeemed, Lord. I pray for our nation, O Lord. Lord, that it might change. Lord, you might turn it around, Lord. I pray against the virus that is attacking. And I know it's of the enemy, Lord. I pray that that thing might cease. And I give you praise, Lord, for causing it to cease in the name of Jesus. And all that here might be saved and believe. And because, Lord, I know you wish that none should perish, but all men come out of repentance. Give them a repentant heart and a repentant spirit, Lord, that they might be drawn unto you, Lord. I know that the trouble that is in their life is to keep them from coming to you, O Lord. But, Lord, we said, take away and move the hand of the enemy, Lord, that they might come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we want to thank everybody. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person who called in on today, everybody who out there that tuned in. We thank God for each and every one of you. Praise God. We truly hope. Amen. You were blessed with the word of God today. Amen. For those of you that are listening out there on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to get in contact with the ministry, praise God, you can reach us at carechurchinc, amen, at gmail.com. Praise God. Carechurchinc at gmail.com. And those of you that want to sow a seed into the ministry, amen, you can go to Cash App or PayPal. Praise God, and you can use that same email address, carechurchinc at gmail.com. praise God, amen, and you can sow a seed into the ministry that way if you so desire, praise God, hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person that called in on today, everybody that tuned in. We want to invite everybody to tune in again, amen, this Thursday night, amen, at 9 o'clock Central Time. Hallelujah. We will be live with Thursday Night Thunder with Sister Valencia Scott. Hallelujah. In Memphis, Tennessee. Praise God. Amen. So we invite you to call back in, tune back in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we've had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Praise God. Before we close out on today, do we have any announcements that we need to share?
Amen. We will be having Bible study on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock.
Amen. Amen. Bible study Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Amen. At the church, Pastor?
If we can't do it at church, we'd have to do it online.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. All right. Praise God. We'll give you further notice. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for each and every person that called in, tuned in. Hallelujah. We truly hope you were blessed today with the word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And we, if we're not back in the building next Sunday, amen, we will be back online. Mm-hmm. So we invite all of the listeners who listened in on this morning, amen, to tune back in. Hallelujah. Next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time, and be blessed with a word from God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for each and every person on today, and we're going to go ahead, amen. If there's nothing further, we're going to go ahead and close out with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Excuse me for a moment, please. Somebody,
amen.
Amen. For all of those who are here, you know, you said you can do PayPal or whatever, you know, when we ask for whatever your tithes and offering you want to give. Amen. You can send it. Make sure you send it. I know we're not at church. We're not in the building right now. But all things continue as they were, whether we're in or out. Amen. And the financial part of it continue to go on. And so we're asking all the members or whoever wants to send it, please send them, whether or not we're in the building or out of the building. The financial responsibility that continues. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And once again, amen, that's the Cash App and PayPal. The email address is carechurchinc@gmail.com. Praise God, and it'll take you right, amen, to where you can donate directly, amen, to the ministry. Praise God. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you administer to our hearts on this morning. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you lead us and guide us throughout our day and throughout our week, Lord, and throughout our life, that we can practice this word and we can have faith in you, Lord. Hallelujah. And that we can stand on your word. Hallelujah. As our solid foundation in you. And we just thank you on this morning. And as we leave the line, but never from your presence, Lord, we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Everybody, I have a blessed day. Don't forget to say y'all prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life. Everybody have a blessed day. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all next time. Hallelujah on CARE Radio Network.
Amen.
Amen.
And I am just one praise from now.
I have a friend by the name of Bishop William Murphy. He says you gotta make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night, Bishop. You say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one praise from my praise.
I don't know
Call me to go to work, and I tell them I don't think I feel like it.
I look good.
Praise God. But then somebody will come by and, you know, put $100 in my hand or something like that, or somebody just come by and just drop some money on me. And lately I've just been, haven't had to go to work in a month or two, you know, and still been doing the same thing, you know, spending money, you know, like giving to feed people, stuff like that. And then sometimes people just be coming around just blessing me like,
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Is what you build up in your beginning will be what you receive in your end.
Amen. Amen.
And so it's time to start building now. I remember Pastor Corey would say, if you don't put nothing in, you can't get nothing out. But there's another way she used to put it. But putting
whatever,
it in.
Whatever you plant is coming up.
Yeah.
So if you got a whole thing of corn and you don't plant it, you're not ready for that.
Amen.
If you plant,
amen,
it'll go into your future.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And so we need to start sowing into your future.
Yes. Yeah.
Each time you give now, whatever you give, you're sowing into your future.
We learn how to become a gift of giving.
Yeah, if it don't be even in anything, you're always sowing into your future.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you're young and don't educate yourself now, you're going to be making $10 an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
And then you blame it on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't take time to sow into your present for your future. So it works all the way down, amen?
Yes.
And so if we don't do nothing now, you haven't put up anything for the future, amen?
Amen.
If you don't accept Jesus now, you won't have nothing for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything is now unto then, amen?
Yeah.
And so let's all start sowing so you can have something later on. Mm-hmm. And so now if you've been sowing, you don't know why people give it to you, but bless you, but people bless you that don't even know you.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been wondering, well, here, man, here's $20. Here, here. Don't pay for your food. Here. Here. You know, and then you'll
That's
God, amen. Mm-hmm. And so let's learn that. That's going to be a lesson, amen. What you do now is going to be your return later. You know, it's kind of like Social Security. If you don't put no Social Security in, you ain't going to draw none later on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have nothing to draw. Praise God. So let's learn that as a given thing. God would always give it back to you somehow. Amen.
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 Well,